And you can find out how Rob takes that news at 7 o'clock this evening. Paul Lewis is at the helm of Moneybox Live in 45 minutes, and Paul joins us now to tell us what's on the menu this week.
Thanks, Jane. Where should your money be if you want it to grow? That's the subject of today's Moneybox Live. Savings rates are going up, despite a cut in the national savings ISA announced this week. But the price of shares is in the doldrums after being dragged down by economic problems in China. So when should you invest rather than save? How do you get good investment advice? And how do you keep charges low? Whatever your question, call 03 700 100 444. Moneybox Live just after three, but lines are open now. That number again, 03 700 100 444.
Thank you very much, Paul. Now, our afternoon drama and the last story in this series of The Interrogation by Roy Williams, with Kenneth Cranham as DCI Max Matthews and Alex Lanipekin as DS Sean Armitage.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
When I was a kid, Granddad would tell me things about his time as a copper. He would say, if you were 7 or 8 years old and were pinching out the sweet shop, a quick smack across the head, knocking you clean off your feet, was the punishment. No arrest, you give the sweets back and he tells you to go home. If you were 18 and had been stealing lead off the church roof, they would knock at your door, drag you out by the hair, take you down the nick and you'd get a good kick in. Then you'd confess and end up doing 12 months in Ballstall. They didn't piss around back then, he'd say. I must have been about 9 or 10, I think, when he told me all of that. My mum used to get really angry at him because of the bad language he was using when he told me stories about being a copper, like I didn't hear worse in the school playground. Granddad knew I could handle it. That's why I loved him so much. He would tell me real things about his life, not made-up children's stories like the other kids got from their mums and dads and grandparents. And all I wanted to hear about was his life as a copper. How many people did he arrest? How fast did he drive around in his police car? Did he have a gun? He would laugh at that. I've never seen one, love, let alone held one, is what he'd say to me. I can honestly say I couldn't get enough of his stories as a police officer. I knew he was good. I mean, he was my granddad. Of course he was going to be a good copper. But in my mind, he was the best copper in the whole wide world. I thought I was the only person on planet Earth that believed it. Because we were so close and I was the only person he would share his stories with. Not even with my mum. Until the morning came of his funeral, I continued to think it was just me who thought he was the absolute best. But then I saw them. Dozens and dozens of people outside the church. I didn't know any of them. I thought, what are all these strangers doing here? Have they come to the wrong funeral or something? But then I kept hearing them whispering among themselves and I kept hearing my granddad's name. He was such a good man, one of the best. You knew where you stood with him. On and on, I didn't hear anything else but that. I still had no idea who they all were. Mum could see I was a little confused. She explained they were all from the area where Grandad worked as a policeman. Residents, shopkeepers, other coppers. They all liked him, she would say. When my mum said that, that had to be the first time I had ever questioned her. I looked up at her and I said, no, Mum, I think they all loved him. The way my mum looked at me then, it was like she knew, or at least felt, that Grandad was not going to be the last person in her family to join the police. I suppose that's why it came as no surprise to her when during my last year at school I told her I wanted to sign up. She didn't congratulate me or anything. She just muttered, good luck. Yeah, thanks for nothing, Mum. She left it all to my dad and my brothers and sisters to be happy for me, to buy me a drink and that. When she came to my graduating ceremony at Hendon, she barely clapped. I thought about leaving it alone, but then decided not to. I wanted to know what her problem was. Why couldn't she be happy for me? I asked her that straight out. Why, Mum? Because you're going to see it. See what? I asked. The worst of humanity. You could cut the atmosphere with a knife. All I could do was laugh it off. I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. Then, jump forward a couple of weeks and it was my second day out as a probationer. Me and my sergeant are out on a call to this supermarket. A couple of kids getting caught by the security guards trying to sneak a couple of computer games into their pockets. As we got there, the kids broke free of the guard and were speeding off out the supermarket. They ran right into us. The one I got was a slippery one, like a fish trying to wriggle itself off the hook, and whilst he was at it, effing and blinding. I assumed this is what Mum was talking about, the worst of humanity. I could handle this. Not a problem, I thought. I don't know what made me do it. I suppose I had Grandad's words ringing in my ears. Without thinking, I just gave him a quick clip around the ear. I looked at everybody else. It was like the world had stopped. What do you think you're doing? You can't hit him, the Sarge says. I know that. Well, then why do you hit him? I didn't have an answer. I just didn't know. I thought that was it. I was well and truly up the creek, no paddle. Fortunately for me, the kid's family decided not to press charges. But that didn't stop the Sarge from chewing me out, followed by the inspector, chief inspector and the super. When the kid's family did come to pick him up, this old fella could only have been a few years younger than my granddad. Seemed like he was in charge, strutting about, asking questions. The kid was pointing me out to him. The fella came over, got right in my face like he was going to start something. Who was it that told you it was all right to give my boy a clip round the ear? Without thinking, I just came out with, my granddad. The old fella smiled and gave me a gentle tap on the arm. Smart man, he said. Have you heard the latest then, Sean?
Keep it down, Joe. Max hates too much chatter.
Have you heard the latest?
Latest?
About Dyer?
As in Eddie Dyer?
That's the one.
No, what about him?
It was him.
It was him what?
The shooting last Saturday inside the shopping centre.
That shooting?
It was him.
For real?
So I've been told.
I never said it was him on the telly.
Well, they wouldn't.
Well, what have you heard then?
Only what I've been told.
CO19 just shot that kid for no reason, is that it?
He was no bleeding kid. 18 years old, a gang member since he was 12. He was only with the Bare Money crew.
Unarmed black kid gets shot dead by a white copper. The natives are screaming fit up and murder.
That's the gist.
Did someone put us in a TARDIS, take us back to 2011?
What did they expect him to do?
Well, they didn't expect him to die, Joanne.
I'm talking about Eddie.
Who is a moron? He fired first.
In self-defence.
How can shooting an unarmed kid first be self-defence, huh?
Kid was carrying, he must have been.
Why?
Because he's a gang member, even if he wasn't.
No, I didn't hear that.
I said, even if he wasn't.
Joanne.
Leave me alone, Sean. I'll say what I want. I can imagine right now what this kid was saying to Eddie. Why are you stressing me for? What's your problem? You can't do that. You're only stressing me because I'm black. Idiots. They just can't keep it in, can they?
Oh, I've missed working with you, Joanne.
What was CO19 doing following him in the first place if he wasn't up to no good? Answer me that.
I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm just keeping quiet and listening to Max singing.
He was a bad man. Probably on his way to do something bad to someone else. Eddie got there first. That kid's time on this earth was up.
You didn't even like Eddie.
He's a nunk.
Oh, not you as well.
Come again.
It's something Max has gotten into a habit of calling. He drives me mental. I should have known everyone else around the station would start picking it up.
Anyway, as I was saying, Eddie is a nunk. A first-class nunk. He was always trying to be down with me like that was the only way to get respect. When Thatcher died, he kept on singing that stupid song from The Wizard of Oz. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Yeah. Damn my ears he was, over and over.
And?
Because, according to him, everyone must have hated Thatcher, right? And we must all be queuing up to spit on her grave. You should have seen his face drop when I told him I voted for Boris to be London Mayor twice. A nunk of the highest order. CO19 are welcome to him. But that is not the point.
So what is the point? Pray tell.
No one is going to be looking out for him. You watch. He'll be on his own, hung out to dry like bleeding always.
He killed a kid. He needs to answer for that.
Yeah, of course he does. But do you really think that is going to happen?
You're getting red in your old age, Joanne.
The public, the press, they'll all be going after him. Then they'll be going after us. I know it. Open season on the lot of us like bleeding always.
Oh, I've missed you.
You've said that.
I know.
Well, you'd better make the most.
You're not threatening to resign again now, are you?
This time I'm going to do it.
You are always going to do it.
No, I mean it, Sean. This is the year that I will finally be out of this ruddy job.
Yes, Joanne, of course it is.
I'm getting out with what I got, mate.
Sorry, I can't see it. I could never see it. You not being a copper anymore.
I can and I will. The job is not the same, you know that. They are screwing us, Sean.
Your life, I suppose.
I've missed you too, you know.
Let's not, eh?
When I heard you were shot, I was so scared.
Were you?
Yes.
That's you and me both then.
I probably shouldn't say this.
Then don't say it, Joanne.
I did think about calling you.
Joanne.
I even came close to visiting you a couple of times when you were in hospital.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Relax. He has his headphones on. What's he listening to?
The Kinks. He always listens to the Kinks before drugs bust. Don't ask me why.
And he doesn't know our history?
No one at the station knows our history, and I want to keep it that way.
Like some dirty little secret?
I didn't say that.
We didn't do anything wrong, Sean. Neither of us were married back then.
I know that.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I know that as well.
So what's the problem?
Nothing. Not a thing. It's just we've been through this, Joanne. It was a long time ago.
Only if you measure it in terms of years, Sean.
All right, that's enough flirting. How's Ian?
Ian?
Yes, your husband Ian.
Nicely played there, Sean.
Well, does he still have that shop?
Yes, Sean, he still has that shop.
And judging by your posture and the way you keep rubbing your back, I'd say you're the one sleeping on the sofa this time. You two having problems again?
Well observed. No, actually.
So are you sleeping on the sofa for fun, then?
Ian has gone. For good, this time. He finally had enough of me and walked out 2 months ago. He took the kids with him. I am not sleeping on the sofa for fun. I sleep on the sofa because I can't bear even the thought of lying in bed all on my own. Happy?
I'm sorry.
For what? Like you said, we didn't do anything wrong.
You gonna tell me what happened, then?
What would you say if I told you it was because it wasn't you?
I would say, crap. I was there when the two of you first met, remember? You couldn't keep your eyes off each other, or your hands. So what happened?
Nothing in particular. We just had one row too many, that's all. Simple as that.
You want me to call him?
Sean, he's gone. For good this time, trust me.
Long as you're sure?
More than, in fact. It's up to him now.
You are something else, Joanne.
So it has been said. My heart was never in that marriage, and he knew it.
All right, then, I shall say no more. It's your life.
Indeed.
Max, you're asleep up there, mate.
No, but you will be. I don't have to hear any more complaining from you.
Well, can you blame me?
For giving me nothing but earache, yes, I can blame you.
It's been over an hour.
And it may be another hour before our man makes an appearance to give us the signal to go. So, for the sake of all mankind, button it. Does anybody eat sweets in there? Oh, chewing gum? Twix? Anything?
Sorry, Max, but I had my last Malteser 10 minutes ago.
Ah, there's one with the less fattening centre. Charming.
I don't suppose one of us could be allowed to jump out and get something.
No, one of you could not. Just sit tight, the both of you.
Are you sure it's going to be tonight, though, Max?
Yeah, I'm sure. The intel is solid. If I did not know you any better, Sean, I might think you don't quite trust me with this op.
Me, Max? I do not know what gave you that idea. I honestly don't.
I can't believe that no one in this van has anything to eat.
Not a thing.
Sorry.
How much longer do you think now, Max?
A few seconds longer than the last time you asked me.
Oh, back off. I'm only asking.
He's just desperate to get out, Max. I mean, just take a look at his little face here. He cannot wait to show them what he's worth. Crack a few heads. What's the matter with you?
How about we dial it down with the cracking of a few heads scenario, shall we, Joanne?
Right, you are, Max. Not a problem.
Oh, Joe,
what is up with you?
By the way, I would like to offer you my apologies.
Apologies?
And here it comes.
Sorry, Max, but you're losing me.
Oh, Joanne, just do stop talking.
I'm apologising because I haven't yet offered you my warmest congratulations.
Right, so now you're congratulating me?
That's right.
But what for?
Your promotion, of course.
Promotion? Are you having a laugh? That's not happened. I'm not promoted.
Oh, yes, it has.
It has?
Yes.
Well, that's news to me.
It happened just this second ago, just right now when you called me Max.
I tried to warn you.
You took a massive leap from being a detective constable flying straight over the ranks of detective sergeant and detective inspector to becoming detective chief inspector. Amazing. How does that feel?
I think there's been some sort of mistake here.
You don't say, Joanne. Do you really think so?
Yes, I do, Gov. A very silly mistake. I swear I didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, I know that, Detective Constable Laverty. You're not that stupid.
I am really sorry, Gov. It won't happen again.
See that it doesn't?
Yes, Gov.
Troll.
Just button it, Sean, why don't you?
You and your motor mouth.
A bit unfair, though.
How so?
I've seen you with him. He calls you Sean, you call him Max.
So?
So? What have you done to earn this special treatment from him?
It's different.
I know it's different. I can see it's bleeding different, but how come?
I knew him when I was a DC and he was a DS.
He's still your governor.
We just got into a habit, Joe. It's hard to break sometimes.
Rubbish. The two of you are like that. Everyone knows it. Do you know what the lads are calling you two at the station now?
I'm afraid to ask.
Robocops.
What?
I'm beginning to see why now.
I wish I did. Hey, Max. Max, are you asleep again?
What do you want, Sean?
Do you know what everyone's calling us at the station now? You never believe it, not in a million years.
Robocops.
Ah, you've heard.
Well, of course I have. I'm surprised you haven't.
All right, but you get it, though. I mean, Robocops, what are people saying about us or that? What do you think?
I've no idea, Sean. I'm too busy having a life.
Steel.
Come again?
It might have something to do with steel. Robocop in the film was made of steel.
Yes, and your point being, Joel?
You and the Gov are both made of steel. Hard, impenetrable.
Did you hear that, Max?
What now?
We are impenetrable.
Of course we are. We have to be in this job.
Speak for yourself, Gov.
If you have a view, Laverty, let us hear it.
Most of our day is wasted on people who think they own us or that we pay your wages crap.
Yeah, that's true. If I had a pound for every time I heard that when I was in uniform.
Let us speak, Sean.
Sorry.
When I was in uniform, every other call-out was for a domestic. By the time you get there, hubby has had enough of knocking seven shades out of his wife, so he decides to start on us. Who called you out? It's none of your business. All kinds of crap. My particular favourite? Why don't you go out and arrest a proper villain? Well, no point in explaining to him that the minute he laid a hand on his wife and started mouthing off to us like there's no tomorrow, that is exactly what he became.
That's the job, Laverty.
Bloody prison sentence, more like.
Come on, John.
Come on, Joe, he says. You sound just like Ian.
Laverty.
Just wait, Gov.
The point is made, Joanne.
Far from it, Sean. I keep telling Ian over and over. Come on, Joe. Doesn't cut it anymore. Any more than cheer up, Joe, or it'll be okay, Joe. Or this is the best one, lads. Let's have an early night, Joe. Like, that's supposed to make any kind of difference anymore. To be honest, I'm not sure if it ever did.
Right. So, anyway... Max, you seen a new teaser poster for that next James Bond film?
All units standing by.
Right, be quiet, everyone. Matthews?
He's on his way, Gov. On his way.
Received. Right, we're on.
Finally.
Listen up, our man is an IC3. He'll be wearing a blue Chelsea shirt, white baseball cap, on backwards. He's going to be walking up the flat any second and lean over the balcony. As soon as he lights up a cigarette, that'll be our signal to go. And I mean go. Clear?
Yes, Gov.
Our man will make a run for it and head towards the north stairwell up there. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it, Max.
Good, because I want you and Joanne to chase him. He'll slow down a little, give you a chance to catch up. As soon as you get him, restrain him, bring him back up. Clear?
As a bell, Max.
Come on, come on. Let's have it.
You're eager, aren't you?
I'm just enjoying it while it lasts, Sean.
Quitting my arse.
You just watch me, mate.
I'll be watching. It's not going to happen. Not you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right, he's lit his cigarette. Let's move. Now. Come on, you lot. Keep it down just for a minute, please. I said quiet. Thank you. Thank you. Don't you all have work to do? Is the whole of London having a day off from committing crimes? Yeah, sorry about that, Gov. You were saying... Yeah, I see what you mean. And it was definitely her. Well, I'm not a fan of hers at all. If I'm completely honest, Gov, but I can't believe she could be that stupid. Yes, OK. Right you are. We will see him tomorrow. Don't worry. We will get to the bottom of this, yeah? Yes. Yep. Kid gloves. I understand. Cheers, Gov.
Here you go, boss man. One very cold can of Foster's for you. Now, don't you ever say I don't do anything for you.
Will you please tell those gorillas out there to keep it down? This is CID, not a school playground.
Okay, someone's in a good mood. Yeah,
back off. If you had the phone call I've just had, you wouldn't be in such a happy mood yourself.
So who called you?
The DCI.
Coming down to congratulate us or
no,
what?
He's not coming down.
Well, it's the least he can do, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sean, why didn't you get on the blower right now and tell him that yourself? I will pay money to see that.
Why are you having a pop at me? In fact, why are you having a pop at all? You should be buzzing, mate.
Don't tell me what I should be doing.
Did we or did we not just help score the biggest drugs bust this Nick has seen in months? Or are you telling me I imagined it? Should be smiling from ear to ear, but instead you're throwing moodies.
Don't. Why didn't you...
What?
Why don't you just close your mouth for a second and sit down?
Alright. Well, I'm listening whenever you are ready.
It's nothing personal, Sean.
It feels kind of personal, Max.
I'm laying into you because I've had the DCI laying into me only because he himself has had to take it from the super. No doubt when you walk out of here, you'll find a constable you can take your grief out on.
Whatever this is, Max, is it that bad?
Certainly looks like it. I've never had the governor talking to me like that.
So what is it then? What have you got to tell me?
We've received a very serious complaint.
So who is it? I'm assuming it's someone.
You assume correctly.
Well, come on then. What is this? The X Factor? Tell me who it is.
Laverty.
Joanne?
If you don't mind, Sean, I would rather we refer to her as DC Laverty, OK?
All right, if it makes you happy. DC Laverty. Well, I have to say, that was quick.
Quick? What do you mean?
We've only been back from the raid a couple of hours. That tow rag made a complaint already. Typical.
What tow rag are you talking about?
The one who went for me in that flat, is who? He had a blade. You saw it.
Sean?
What? Joanne got between us. Didn't you see it? You must have seen it.
Sean?
That guy would have slashed my face if it weren't for her.
Sean, will you listen?
Look, she deserves a medal, Max, not to be drawn up in front of a DCI like she's some criminal or something.
Have you finished? Can I speak
What? Now? It's not on. That's all I'm saying.
Sean, I saw that tow rag going for you in the flat with his blade.
Right.
The words heart and mouth didn't even begin to describe how I was feeling.
Thank you.
And I saw her shield you, like you said. If that makes you feel any better.
It does. Well, there you go.
I also happened to see her press that tow rag's face into the floor with her foot.
Well, she had no choice.
Oh, yes, she did.
He wouldn't drop the blade.
Well, perhaps so.
No perhaps about
the
it,
The point
Max.
Is, she's too aggressive. There's too much to say for herself.
Oh, you're just annoyed because she called you Max in the van.
That and a few other things.
Max, everyone has something to say for themselves in this, Nick. What the real point is that she's a grafter. And a good one.
I have to say, Sean, it's nice to see and hear you backing up your officers like this. You're definitely the detective sergeant now.
All right, you don't have to patronise me.
I'm not patronising you. I'm praising you, you nunk.
Look, this isn't on and
you know
it.
Something? I couldn't agree more.
Well, there you are then. So you're going to have a word with a DCI?
I would do no such thing.
Are you deaf? After what we just said?
This hasn't got anything to do with a raid, you...
Please don't call me a nunk again. Life is too short.
I was going to say prize pillock.
Why am I a prize pillock now?
Because you don't listen.
Oh, come on. What is this?
How straight is she, Sean? That's what this is.
Straight?
You heard me.
I'll come off it, Max.
Answer the question.
She's straight. She's as straight as a line.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, yes, I'm sure. She's not bent, Max. Not in this universe, all right? Now, are you finally going to tell me what this is all about?
Gladly, but I have to wait until the morning.
Oh, come on, Max. Don't string me
I'm
along
I'm not stringing
here.
You along right now. I know about as much as you do.
Which is?
That a very serious allegation has been made against her. The DCI is bringing a Mr. Jordan Edmonds to see us first thing tomorrow to explain all. So, try not to get too plastered with this lot tonight, yeah?
Wait, hang on a second.
Close the door on your way out.
No, no, no. Did you say Jordan Edmonds?
Yes, Sean, I did. Penny in the air.
What, the Jordan Edmonds?
And the penny drop.
Play centre forward for United?
Yes, Sean, that Jordan Edmonds.
Well, what's that got to do with Joanne? I mean, DC Laverty. She doesn't even like football. She hates sports.
We will find out for ourselves tomorrow, won't we? And Sean, not a word to anyone, especially Laverty, all right?
3 years together and you still need to ask me something like that.
Yeah, I know all about them looks.
I'm sorry, Mr. Edmonds, I don't understand.
The one your boy's giving me right now.
Well, sure, no, you mustn't mind him, Mr. Edmonds. He always looks that way, don't take it personal.
And I'm not his boy.
Yeah, it's the same look the old stadium was giving me last Saturday when I didn't manage to score the goal in the 93rd minute.
That is putting it mildly, Mr. Edmonds.
Here it comes.
You failed to score.
I know that.
It was an open goal.
I know that. I was there.
An absolute sitter. How could you miss?
Everyone's a critic.
You could land a plane in the space you had to score.
Should we get back to the matter in hand, please, gents?
Now, even if I had scored, it wouldn't have counted.
Sissy!
Everyone goes on and on about the goal, but nobody bothers mentioning their number two, who was clear in front of me. As soon as he saw me on for the ball, he played me offside. It would have never counted.
The linesman had his flag down.
Were you there?
I watched the highlights on Match of the Day.
What? An armchair supporter.
Okay.
Look, all of what you're saying is easy to do from the comfort of your own home. It's all after the fact.
Yeah, you could have given it a go, though. You could have tried to score.
I did try. As you keep saying, I missed. Happy?
I'm Arsenal, mate.
Sean.
Anything else I can
help you, gentlemen? No, Mr. Edmonds. I think we have everything we need for now. Unless there is, well, anything else you wish to add, Sean?
You, of course, realise this is a very serious allegation you're making against one of our officers, Mr. Edmonds.
Mr. Edmonds is my dad. Call me Jordan.
You do understand that, don't you, Mr. Edmonds?
What, do you think I'm lying? Making this up?
No one is saying that, sir.
Glad to hear it. Because I know what she did. And so does she. Now, are you taking this seriously or what?
Mr. Edmonds, I can assure you we are taking this very seriously.
Good, that's all right then. Now, if you don't excuse me, I've got a Champions League match to prepare for.
Actually, I do have one last question for you, Mr. Edmonds.
It's Jordan.
Just a little bit more of your time, Mr. Edmonds.
Why do you have a problem calling me by my first name? Why don't you try it? See what happens?
The question, Sean?
Why didn't you just pay?
Excuse me? Say that again?
When she allegedly made her demands.
No, hold up a sec. There was no alleged about it.
But still, why didn't you pay? 80 grand, right?
What of it?
That's still less than you earn in a week.
Don't believe everything you read in the papers, brethren.
I'm not your brethren.
Sorry, mate.
80 grand. It's not even half of what you earn in a week.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. What's the point?
You could have handed the cash over without even blinking an eye. There's no way you would have missed it, so why didn't you?
Well, if I had, Mr. Policeman, I would have been breaking the law, yes?
How noble of you.
Let me tell you something about me. I work hard for what I get. Playing my legs out for a below-average Champions League team that I'm going to leave on a free transfer come the end of the season. I am where I am, and I know where I'm going, and I get there by not allowing no lowlife to get the better of me, especially some blackmailing little bitch of yours.
Watch your mouth,
I couldn't believe it was a copper saying these words to me. Nothing usually shocks me anymore, but that, I was floored, no word of a lie. But when you come to think of it, it's not really surprising, is it? You lot are capable of anything these days, man. You put criminals to shame.
I'd like to thank you for your time, Mr. Edmonds.
So that's it, then?
Yes, sir. That is it. Thank you.
You lot are going to do something about her, right?
You can be sure we're going to do something. This has our fullest attention.
Glad to hear. Like, I did my civic duty. I didn't need to come here and be treated like I did something wrong.
Like assault?
It was self-defense. I have two witnesses who will say he threw the first punch.
Inside the bar?
Yes! Inside the bar.
But the camera only caught you with your alleged assailant when you took the fight outside. How convenient.
Well, seeing as I've done nothing wrong, I would say it was downright inconvenient that no footage shows him throwing the first punch.
Like I said, Mr. Edmonds, we appreciate you coming in today. Thank you very much. Andy here will show you out. Andy?
This way, please.
Cool. Later then.
Yes. Goodbye, Mr. Edmonds. Now, what exactly did you think you were playing at?
Me?
Do you see anyone else in this room, Sean?
Shall I tell you what I thought I was doing, Max?
Oh, please do.
My job. Any more stupid questions?
Why didn't he pay?
It's a legitimate question. Why didn't he?
Did you not hear what he said about Laverty?
Yes, I heard.
And?
And the idea that Joanne, Laverty, could do something like this to be that stupid, Max. I'm sorry, I just can't go there.
Sean, this is serious.
I know that.
We will need to speak with her, get her version of this.
Oh, it's a mistake, Max. It has to be.
Well, let us hope so. But you are her superior. I expect you to be more impartial than you have been.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm just stating my opinion. I'm allowed to have one.
You sure that is all this is?
Well, what else would it be,
never
Max?
Never mind. That.
No. You started it. You might as well finish. Come on.
You would be advised to remember who you are talking to, Sergeant.
Is there something on your mind, Gov?
Maybe it's me, but I cannot help but feel sometimes that Laverty reminds me a little of...
Kelly. Is that who you were going to say?
Yes, yes. So, you've been thinking it too?
Joanne does not look anything like Kelly.
I didn't say she looked like her. I said she reminded me of her.
Joanne is nothing like her either.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. When are you ever going to stop talking to me like I'm a little kid?
Aggressive, abrupt, a lot to prove, mostly to herself.
Oh, Kelly couldn't handle herself. She couldn't control what was going on in her head. Joanne can, Max. That is the difference.
In control, is she?
That is what I said.
Well, like at the flat during the raid?
Oh, come on, not that again.
With a foot on the back of the bloke's head?
She had my back. She protected
me. That kind of control is what we are talking about, Sean.
She could very well have saved my life out
there. I don't enjoy going on after one of our own, Sean, regardless of who it may be. But if Joanne has done wrong...
Oh, it's Joanne now, is it?
It's our job to put it right.
There is nothing to put right, Max. This is wrong.
Sean.
This is a mistake. It's a stupid mistake. It has to be.
All right, but if it isn't, just suppose for a minute it isn't, you cannot save her.
What are you talking about?
You can't save her, Sean.
I don't want to save her.
You couldn't have saved Kelly.
Earth... Call in Max.
It wasn't your fault, Sean.
Oh, man, give me strength.
Listen to me. Hey, look at me, son. Kelly had the gun. She shot you.
I know that. I was there.
It wasn't your fault.
I know. I know. Max, I know.
And this situation with Joanne is not your fault either.
Let's just do our jobs first, OK? Before we put the cuffs on her, please. That is all I'm asking you.
Do you know what I was called on the very first day of the job, Sean? The very first hour of my job, in fact.
No, you never told me.
It was some drunk. He was knocking seven shades out of his girlfriend in his flat. The neighbours called it in. We got there. I told him to calm down, and within seconds, he was coming out with every expletive about a woman you could possibly think of. It was quite impressive, actually. Once we got him into the car, my Sarge went into the flat to speak to the girlfriend. This left me outside with the drunk. He took one look at me, and it was a red rag. He was off again. Bitch this, whore that, going into detail about what he'd like to do to me if he wasn't handcuffed. Not once did I rise to it. I remembered my training.
Of course you did.
To seek and preserve public favour. A little bit hard, however, when some drunk idiot is screaming on and on about how well endowed he is and what he'd like to do to me with it. I think my Sarge was well impressed by my patience and calm demeanour during all of that. Even when a giant bogey was hurled all over my face and front, I did not respond. I was as calm as you like. As soon as we got him back to the station and charged, all I could think about was having a quick moment alone in the ladies. I was gagging for it, in fact. I just stood there, and then I let out a scream, Sean. A silent scream. For 30 seconds in my head. That was all it needed. It felt good. I'm not lying. Good in the sense because that was all I was going to give it. 30 seconds for the hurt and downright humiliation that I was feeling, no thanks to that drunk. That was all the hurt it was ever going to get from me. The rest belonged to this life, to this job.
So what happened then, Joanne? What happened that made you change your feelings about this job?
I know what you're getting at, Gov, and I have to say you are barking up the wrong tree here.
Enlighten us then, Joanne. Tell us what this is all about.
You are assuming I have done something wrong.
Well, have you?
No, Sean, I have not. I am not that stupid.
The bar manager recognised you. It's been the investigating officer who asked for a copy of the footage that was on the DVD.
Are you saying that she was mistaken, Joanne?
No, she's not mistaken. I went there, yes. I asked about the fight. The bar manager said there was footage from the camera. I asked for the DVD, as you say.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I think what Sean means, Joanne, is why were you there in the first place? You were not assigned to the Edmonds case. Barry was. So what were you doing there instead of Barry?
I was doing Barry a favour. A favour for a mate, for a very overworked and underpaid colleague. I mean, isn't that what some of us are trying to do in this job? He had files and files of cases that were a mile high on his desk. Mm. I was due to give evidence in court that morning, but it was pushed back at the last minute. I didn't have much else to do, so I thought I would help him out. Aren't I nice?
Don't be funny.
That is the last thing I am.
You went to the bar?
Yes, Sean.
What, you showed her your warrant card and asked for the camera footage they had of the fight?
Yeah.
She handed it over to you?
Yes.
What then?
What did you do with the DVD footage, Joanne?
Did you hand it over?
To Barry.
Joanne?
Like he asked.
What did you do, Joanne?
Well, this is interesting. This is unreal. Me on the other side of the table facing you two, being grilled by the Robocops. I often wondered what it would be like. We all did. I'm honoured that you chose me.
Joanne, listen, this isn't going away.
I know that.
So start helping yourself then. Answer the question, please. What did you do with the recording?
Look, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I lost it.
Well, which is it, Joanne? Did you lose it or you don't remember? You can't have both.
I lost it somewhere on the way here. I had a mad day.
Just a minute. You said a moment ago that you didn't have much on.
That you were due in court, but they put your evidence giving back a day.
I know. I know what I said. I still had a lot on, however. Maybe not as much as poor little Barry, but I did. That is what I meant.
You knew what was on that recording, didn't you?
Well, of course I knew. Duh, Gov.
Did you watch it?
Yes, yes, I watched it at the bar with the bar manager. I wanted to be sure it was the right one I'd been sent to get.
I thought you weren't sent to get it.
That you did it as a favour.
For your good mate, Barry.
Sent? When? They both rhyme.
What?
I saw the footage and there he was. Jordan Bleeding Edmonds outside the bar, kicking seven shades out of this bloke. And then having the front to tell Uniform that the other man had started the whole thing.
Is that when you got the idea then, Joanne?
Idea for what?
To blackmail him.
No!
I suppose you couldn't have known Edmonds already had witnesses who say the other man started the fight in the bar.
No, I mean, I didn't do this.
You didn't ask for £80,000 then?
Demanded, more like.
Of course not. No, I
you
didn't.
You emphatically deny asking for £80,000 in exchange for the DVD to go away.
Gov, you have to believe me. I'm not that far gone.
And you have no idea at all where this DVD is right now?
None at all. It was on my desk one day. I was planning to give it to Barry the following day, but by then it was gone, disappeared. The cleaners must have swept it away by accident or something. It happens.
I need to be honest with you right now, Joanne. I'm struggling to believe you.
You know what, Gov? Prove it.
I'm sorry?
Prove I'm lying.
Joanne, don't do this.
Leave me alone, will you, Sean?
Don't say that.
I'll say what I like. Prove it. The Perrier, come on, show me. Show everyone what blinding coppers you are.
I was really hoping we won't have to.
Because you know I am telling the truth.
Because I never enjoy serving up one of us. It's not supposed to happen.
Well, it is happening. Right now, it's happening to me.
Did you lose the meaning, Joanne?
Meaning? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Did you lose the meaning of this job? Is that why you're telling us about your very first day? You had meaning, you had the will. Now, not so clear cut, yeah? Not so clear cut for any of us, in fact.
You know, I used to tell Ian, we had blazing rows about it, in fact. We deal with the absolute worst of humankind on a daily basis, 24/7, come rain or shine, and for a ruddy pittance, I might add. What does he expect? What do they all expect?
I know.
We all know, Joanne.
So why am I in here talking to you,
Joanne, I understand. We both do, especially having to deal with someone like Jordan Edmonds.
On his 100 grand plus a week.
But for what?
Kicking a ball around.
Nothing more than a part-time job.
Exactly.
No idea.
Not a clue.
About what we do.
But you do, Joanne.
As you say, 24/7.
Ain't that the truth?
It's a nice try. Really nice try. But I think you two are slipping.
When did you get the idea to do this, Joanne?
Before you saw the footage?
Or was it after you saw the footage?
Which one is it, Joanne?
I'll tell you what, Sean. Why don't you tell me?
Was it the sight of him?
As you say, knocking seven shades out of someone.
Looking like he's going to get away with it.
The thought of him going back to his mansion or luxury flat whilst all you have is a cramped, cold, semi-detached, no husband, no kids.
You told him about Ian, Sean?
I had to.
Yeah, I suppose you did.
Is that where the tape is at home? You haven't given it to Edmonds yet? And you wouldn't have had time to get rid of it.
You're right.
Are we?
You are so bleeding right. I should tell you, shouldn't I? I should tell you the whole bleeding truth.
We're listening.
We only want to help you, Joanne.
I should tell you that maybe I was doing Barry a favour with the Edmonds case, like I said. I got the DVD on his behalf, and when I saw it, Mr. God Almighty Jordan Edmonds beating up that geezer, having a posh home to go to afterwards, without an idea, not even an inkling of what it's really like down here for the rest of us, what the likes of us have to deal with. Maybe I wanted to teach him and the likes of him a lesson, a real expensive lesson. Yeah, maybe I should tell you all of that because we're just talking, speculating, right? All we are right now is three coppers, three colleagues having a conversation. No solicitor present, no Federation rep. Nothing I say is admissible. It's all one big massive maybe.
Do you really want to play that with us, Joanne?
Playing what, Max? I mean, Gov? I thought we were just talking here, right or wrong?
No, you are not wrong. It's just us, of which you should be extremely grateful. Grateful that it's just us talking here, not someone from the DPS.
Yeah, you could be right, maybe.
Well, if they were here right now, they'd be all over you like a rash.
Well, they better hurry up then if you're going to call them, because I'm soon out of this job forever. Isn't that right, Sean? Or have you not told him that?
She is, Max.
I don't care if she is right or not. As soon as we are done, Joanne, I'm onto the phone to the DPS about you.
Is it really worth it, Gov?
It's Max, and it is to me. If you'd lost the meaning for this job, you should have just walked away, clear and simple. You really think I don't know how tough it is? Do you really believe Sean doesn't? Or is it just about you? How arrogant can you get? You should have just walked away.
It's never that simple.
Yes, it is.
It's easier said than done.
No, it isn't. It is easy said, it's easy done. You don't cross the line. You don't go against everything you stand for. You lose the meaning, you walk away.
To answer your question, gents, it was after the footage that I decided to do it. It was just seeing his smug, smiling face. That's what tipped me over. All I could think about was wiping that smile right off him. I'd already decided I was quitting, so I thought, I believed, why shouldn't I get something out of it? Something from him, as much as possible. It's not like he's going to pay now, though, is he? So, you tell me, the pair of you, where's the real harm? I'm going to hand in my resignation. What more do you want?
You are out of here right now. Do you understand me? You are finished as of now. Are you listening? We'll work something out, go on sick leave or something, but you are finished as a police officer right this minute.
I still have loads of files on my desk. A lot of cases.
I will handle that. You just get your stuff, get out.
Whatever you say.
When you leave here today, I don't ever want to see you back here. Do you understand me, Joanne? Are we clear on that?
Yes, Max, we are clear as crystal. Sean, you've gone a bit quiet over there. Everything all right?
I don't think there's anything I want to say to you, Giant.
Well, that is indeed a shame.
Go on, get out of my sight.
With pleasure. There's one more thing that I'd like to say. It's been fun.
You all right?
Why would I be all right, Max? Are you really going to report her to the DPS?
I don't know, Sean.
Because if you don't, I will. I'm a superior officer, it's down to me. Besides, Edmonds has already made the complaint. The DCI knows about it, as well as the super. We've got to see it through. You were right about her.
Believe me when I tell you, I wish I wasn't.
But you're twice the copper I am, Max, and it's time I accepted that. I tried to help her. Because I couldn't help but feel I'd failed Kelly somehow. I didn't do enough to help her. You know, she was my mate and I failed her.
The last thing you did, son, was fail her.
Well, I know that. I know that, Max, but I just can't feel it. At least not yet.
You will. I promise you will.
Kelly sent me a letter.
She did?
A couple of weeks back.
Saying?
How sorry she was for shooting me.
Huh?
She hopes I can find it in my heart to forgive her.
Have you replied?
No, not yet. I don't quite know what to say.
And that is why you are twice the man that I am, Sean.
Well, I said I haven't yet. I don't even know if I'm going to, let alone want to.
But at least thinking about it, I don't know if I could do that if that was me.
What happened to Joanne? Whatever's going on inside that head of hers? I don't ever want that to happen to us, Max. I don't ever want us to lose the meaning.
Never, Sean. Never gonna happen. Not whilst I'm breathing. Come on, you. Your turn to buy me a pint.
Hold up, it was my turn last time.
Well, it's your turn again. Move yourself.
Lead on, sir.
In the Interrogation by Roy Williams,
Max was played by Kenneth Cranham and Sean by Alex Lennypecken. Jordan was played by Gershwin Eustace Jr. and Joanne by Sally Orrick. The director was Mary Peake.
That was the last story in this series of The Interrogation, but there'll be a new series next year.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, says the next wave of Syrian refugees to be offered sanctuary in the UK will be here in the coming days. They're arriving from camps in countries that border Syria and will count towards the 20,000 the UK has agreed to take over the next 5 years. The first migrants accused of entering Hungary illegally through a new border fence have gone on trial. Hungary said it had arrested more than 500 people since new restrictions came into effect yesterday. Migrants attempting to enter Hungary from crossing points in the south are now being let into fenced enclosures where their asylum cases are considered within hours. The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has used his first session of Prime Minister's questions to ask questions he'd been emailed by members of the public. They included the issues of affordable housing, mental health and tax credits. The new Shadow Environment Secretary, Kerry McCarthy, defended the change in tactics.
The problem is, what the Prime Minister says, I mean, you could almost have written it in advance. You know, he just comes out with these pat lines, he doesn't answer the questions. And it's very difficult to respond to that without getting back into that Punch and Judy Yaboo stuff where you're not really talking about the issue seriously. So we need the Prime Minister to start answering questions if you want Jeremy to start challenging him on the answers he's given.
The United Nations has called for a special court to try people for war crimes committed during the Sri Lankan army's long conflict with Tamil Tiger rebels. The UN Human Rights Council accused both sides of atrocities, especially during the final stages of the war in 2009. Sri Lanka said it would hold a domestic inquiry, but would not allow the UN court with foreign judges. The Duchess of Cornwall will miss a third public engagement because of ill health. Clarence House says she's been advised by her doctors to continue to rest after suffering from gastroenteritis last week. Prince Charles will attend Sunday's Battle of Britain service of Thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey on his own. BBC News.
Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Moneybox Live with Paul Lewis.
Hello. If you have any spare money, what do you do with it? The Bank of England suggested this week that maybe as much as £5 billion is hoarded in our homes and, yes, our gardens to provide a safety net if things go wrong. But if you want your money to grow, even slowly, there are better places for it. So today, Moneybox Live is about saving and investing. Now, one of my guests today is Anna Bowes. She's director of savingschampion.co.uk. Anna, lots of savings news this week. What are your headlines?
Well, there's been good news and bad news. So there have been quite a lot of rates, still new best buys coming onto the market at better rates. But we've also had announcements from NS&I that they're going to be dropping the rate on their cash ISA. And Santander is going to increase the fee on its current account. It's very popular 123 current account from January.
OK, and of course, I suppose with inflation at zero, even a modest return is worth having. Charges on investments were back in the spotlight this week after two weekend papers were critical of high charges. One looked at the charges of one restricted financial advisor. The other piece looked at the cost of small drawdown pension products. Nick Bamford's with me. He's a chartered financial planner with Independent Advisors Informed Choice. Nick Bamford.